can people make the changes necessary to take action on climate change? For Al Gore, the answer is yes. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holzapfel.
After the final no, there comes a yes. And on that yes, the future world depends.
The former vice president and Nobel laureate is in Pittsburgh this week, quoting the poet Wallace Stevens and helping train about 1,300 people to be climate leaders in their communities. That means convincing other people to make those changes, like moving away from fossil fuels and saying yes to wind and solar. How? Ken Berlin is the president and CEO of the Climate Reality Project, which Gore founded in 2006. He says their leadership training gives participants the tools to communicate four key messages.
The first is that climate change is real and it's being caused by humans. The next stage is to show people that climate change is having an impact on them, and it's not something that's going to happen 10, 20, 30 years from now. And if you've seen all the hurricanes and the fires that are taking place in California, the examples out there are getting stronger every day. Third thing we have to show people, which is the hardest in a way, is that climate change is urgent. And therefore, they have to make it a priority in how they deal with their politicians and how they try and get things done. And finally, we talk about the solutions. People, I think, have to feel that this is going to benefit the economy, not harm the economy. We are investing in industries of the past, not in industries of the future. And the industries we're talking about are going to be $1 trillion a year plus industries to deal with this transition to a clean energy economy. And the cost of renewable energy is getting to be fully competitive with fossil fuel-based energy. And if it's not now, we'll soon be even without any kind of subsidies at all. So the solutions are there. We think people need to understand that, and we spend more and more time talking about solutions now.
The Trump administration has announced scrapping the Clean Power Plan to reduce carbon emissions from power plants, which contribute to climate change. It's announced, you know, withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement. Do those decisions, do the policies that they're working on make your work more difficult?
We had to change our strategy because of this. We had to become much more local in the work that we're doing, make progress in reducing carbon emissions at the state level, the city level, the county level, and with the business community, with individuals and their actions, and with energy efficiency in buildings. But of course, you know, not having the federal government on your side doesn't help, it hurts. So our goal is to make enough progress between now and 2020 that hopefully after the next election, if we can turn this around, that we'll be able to get back on track and really, you know, double down and get the kind of emission reductions we need to address this issue.
The vast majority of scientists, climate scientists, agree that the climate is changing, that people are causing it. Do you ever ask yourself, you know, why do we still have to do this? Like, why aren't people getting it?
Well, I think the reason people aren't getting it is a very strong counter-narrative that sort of denies what we think are the facts on this, and it's hard to break through that counter-narrative. We'd rather not be out there, but we're dedicated to try and changing people's minds about this and to try and bring people the facts and the evidence on the issue. You know, in the end, we have an abiding faith in the American people that they will be able to rise to this and deal with this. Most of the American people want action on this. They just have to make their voice heard.
Ken Berlin is president and CEO of the Climate Reality Project, which works to build public support for addressing climate change. He says their latest leadership training in Pittsburgh is the largest of the 36 they've held in countries throughout the world. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holzapfel.